Episcopalians are still sorting out the effects of the American church electing an openly gay bishop a year ago. Indeed, the entire Anglican community is, 70 million members worldwide. About 2 weeks ago in Southern California, the conservative All Saints Church joined a handful of other parishes that have broken away from the Episcopal Church. Rob Schmitz of member station KPCC reports.
From the outside, it didn't seem like a rebellious gathering. A choir was singing inside. People had on their Sunday best. Everyone seemed happy as the California sun climbed the sky over All Saints Church in Long Beach on a recent Sunday morning. But if you listen closely, you could hear the chatter of the resistance, the rebels, or as many parishioners referred to each other, the refugees.
I very much admire the Anglican tradition, as to my mind, the fullest and best expression of Christianity, but I felt the mainstream Episcopal Church has been in heresy and has abandoned historic Christianity since they started ordaining women in 1977.
That's parishioner Jan Liberell. He says he hasn't been to an Episcopal church in years because of what he says is its failure to adhere to Scripture. But now, All Saints Church, along with two other conservative parishes in the Los Angeles area, has broken away from the Episcopal Church altogether and has joined an Anglican diocese in the African country of Uganda. Yes, Uganda, a country that has more Anglicans than Britain and the U.S. combined. It also has a bishop who has been vocal about the need for all members of the Anglican Communion to adhere strictly to Scripture. All Saints Rector William Thompson says that those beliefs are more in line with his parish, which has grown increasingly alienated from the rest of the church over the ordination of women and homosexuals in the clergy. The latest affront, New Hampshire's new gay bishop.
Well, I think it wasn't so much the straw that broke the camel's back as just one more thing. And for some, it was such a visible way to see that the Episcopal Church had made an official decision that seemed to many of us to be counter to the authority of Scripture.
John Bruno is the bishop of the Los Angeles Episcopal Diocese. He stands behind recent liberalizing reforms in the church. He says he's done all he can to make sure the churches in his diocese are comfortable with the changes.
I have attempted over the past several years as bishop of this diocese to make sure that they were included. As short a time ago as 3 months ago, offering them a different bishop that they would agree with that was conservative.
But none of the three churches agreed to the bishop's offer. So now it's all come down to the question of real estate. Bob Williams is a spokesman for the United States Episcopal Church.
It is a free country, and individuals may come and go from the Episcopal Church or any religious institution in this nation. But the understanding is also that the property of the Episcopal Church remains within the denomination. In other words, individuals leave the Episcopal Church, but parish entities do not.
Williams says in the only other case nationwide he can remember where a parish has completely left the diocese, they've handed over the keys to the church to the diocese. In fact, that's what LA Bishop John Bruno has demanded, that the three breakaway parishes either rejoin the diocese or forfeit the property to the church, everything from the building itself down to the prayer books. The three parishes responded this week with a letter saying Bruno's request defied belief and had no legal merit. Despite the ecclesiastical brouhaha, All Saints Church parishioner Scott Strong says he's happy to be rid of the Episcopal Church. Strong says the road to this decision as a congregation was a difficult one. He says now outsiders might be misled to thinking his parish doesn't accept homosexuals, but he says that's not the point.
I'm a sinner, you know, and I think anybody in the church would tell you that they're a sinner. That's why I come to church, is to figure out, and I don't want to compromise anything that, you know, I may sin, but not try to change the church to make my sin okay. And that's where the challenge is.
Strong says despite the drama of the past week, everyone, no matter what their sexual orientation, is welcome at All Saints Church. For NPR News, I'm Rob Schmitz in Los Angeles.